Florida real estate headlines. Florida Building Permit Guide helps agents navigate construction rules. PermitFlow has published a comprehensive guide covering everything real estate professionals need to know about pulling Florida building permits, plus free municipal permitting guides. Understanding permit requirements helps FL agents advise clients on renovation timelines, property improvements, and deal complications that can delay closings. Bookmark the free resource at permitflow.com/state/Florida to share with buyers and sellers. Florida real estate headlines. Florida DOR data portal provides key property tax metrics for real estate pros. The Florida Department of Revenue's data portal offers access to data regarding the administration of property taxes across 10.9 million parcels valued at $2.4 trillion. Access to official state-level property valuation and administration data is essential for Florida real estate professionals conducting market analysis and due diligence. Visit the Florida DOR data portal to access property tax data. Florida real estate headlines. Understanding FREC, roles and selection for FL realtors. An overview of the Florida Real Estate Commission's functions, membership qualifications, and selection process. Knowing how the commission is structured helps FL real estate professionals understand the regulatory framework governing their industry. Read more at h.eckla@floridarealtors.org/lawethics/library/FREC. Florida real estate headlines. Miami-Dade Clerk, Official Records Recording and Preservation. The Clerk of the Circuit Court serves as the official recorder, while the County Recorder's Office handles the recording protection, preservation, and dissemination of all instruments allowed by law. Florida real estate professionals must ensure all property instruments are properly recorded to protect title interests and maintain accurate public land records. Visit miamidadeclerk.gov/clerk/official-records.page for details on recording requirements. Florida Real Estate Headlines, Florida Real Estate Commission Rates, Key Insights for Agents, an overview of average real estate commission rates Florida, their national context, and negotiation strategies. Helps Florida real estate professionals understand market benchmarks and improve their commission negotiation outcomes. Read the full analysis at the source link. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any of these deadlines can jeopardize the exchange, potentially exposing the gain to tax. Consult a qualified tax professional and intermediary, as specific circumstances may affect outcomes. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of FL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.